Axelrod tells interviewers his political heroes are John and Robert Kennedy. Axelrod likes to tell an apocryphal story about when he saw JFK campaigning in Stuyvesant Town when Axelrod was 5 years old. Young Axelrod was lifted on top of a mailbox to witness a scene that he tells reporters is indelibly etched in his memory. I remember the excitement. I remember the sense that something really important was happening. I remember being intrigued that all this was being caused by the presence of this guy. Whether or not Axelrod truly realized all this at 5 years old, there is no way of knowing. What is clear, however, is that the adult Axelrod has projected onto the experience a conclusion that personality in politics is paramount. Obviously, the 5-year-old Axelrod did not know that in the 1960 presidential election, JFK was running as a foreign policy hawk, charging Republican President Eisenhower with having allowed America's Soviet communist enemies to develop a missile gap that put the United States in military jeopardy. Axelrod has also told the New York Times that his model for the Obama presidential campaign of 2008 is the successful 2006 gubernatorial campaign of Deval Patrick in Massachusetts. Axelrod was responsible for framing Patrick's political message for the campaign. The Times noted, "There are many ways the Patrick and Obama campaigns are similar. The optimism, the constant presence of the candidate's biography, the combination of a crusading message of reform with the candidate's natural pragmatism, the insistence that normal political categories did not apply, even the same unofficial slogan shouted from the crowds, 'Yes, we can.'" What Axelrod fails to note in interviews is that voter dissatisfaction with Governor Deval Patrick in Massachusetts has reached levels not seen in the Commonwealth since Governor Michael Dukakis. In The Nation magazine, leftist journalist Christopher Hayes argues that Axelrod's campaign message for Obama in 2008 can be reduced to one word, hope. Hayes writes that Axelrod wants to avoid the rancor of the culture wars, preferring to express themes that suggest the possibility of a new kind of politics, to be found in a politics of consensus, avoiding the wedge issues that typically characterize a whole series of divisions, including black-white, pro-choice, pro-life, and red state, blue state. Hayes acknowledges the technique is adapted for a client like Obama, who, despite his Harvard Law pedigree, has a biography that can be cast into an up-by-the-bootstraps drama, with overtones of having overcome racial prejudice. Besides, one might add, Obama has the looks and rhetorical skills to play the showman required for an Axelrod campaign emphasizing personality. In an interview with the New York Times, Axelrod explained, "In a sense, Barack is the personification of his own message for this country, that we can get past the things that divide us and focus on the things that unite us. He is his own vision." We get the point.